Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural market here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this. BigIron.com, the easiest place online to buy farm equipment. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf tells us with sales every Wednesday, Big Iron sells millions of dollars worth of farm equipment every week. Here's a few of the items sold most recently at BigIron.com.
Items such as a 2003 Caterpillar 420D backhoe with 5,600 hours sold for $27,750. Sold a 1987 John Deere tractor, model 2355. It brought $4,600 and doesn't run. The engine's bad on it. Also sold a 2000 Case International 290 tractor for $138,550. And also a 2013 John Deere planter, model 1770 for $75,250.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's BigIron.com. Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, looking at our livestock futures, cattle futures took a dive yesterday, mostly lower. The hogs, though, had a pretty nice day, and they were higher across the board yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Our cattle complex just continues this up-and-down trading motion that continues from one day to the next. And yesterday, selling took over, pushed our cattle futures into the downside. Now, we did see most of the contracts bounce off their lows, but we still saw negative trades, negative closes across the board. Now, there was a little bit of cash cattle trade at the price of 160 yesterday. That is below what we traded last week, but we just are not seeing the volume of cattle move out there in the feed yard. Choice box beef was 14 cents higher yesterday. Selects up 86 cents. Had a total movement of 134 loads. Cattle kill 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 51 cents. And we did see, as Dave said, the lean hogs closed strong to the upside as they bounced off those contract lows they made back on Wednesday. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, $1.12 lower. March feeders were down 55 cents, and April lean hogs were $2.82 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
The Davis family of Adair, Oklahoma, having a dairy dispersal sale Tuesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. They'll be selling all cattle and equipment in their dairy. That'll be live from the Davis Dairy Farm and also broadcast on SuperiorClickToBid.com on sale day. You can contact Superior Livestock for more information and to register at 800-421-2117. Davis Family Dairy Dispersal, Adair, Oklahoma, Tuesday, February 24th, 10 a.m.
Well, Tom, let's look at our grain futures. Corn and soybean futures positive yesterday. Nice day for those guys. But wheat futures started off higher, but then took a tumble about midday yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Our wheat market was unable to hold its early upside. Chicago is doing better than Kansas City, but our corn and soybeans traded and closed on a positive note. Fund buying gave support to the corn and the soybeans. The USDA Outlook Forum pegged the 2015 soybean planted acreage at 83.5 million acres, which was lower than most of the trade was expecting, so that gave some support to the soybeans. Also, don't forget, we've got today expiration of the March grain and soy complex options. Now, Egypt yesterday bought 240,000 metric tons of wheat from France and Romania. Once again, the U.S. is too expensive. The USDA Outlook Forum balance sheet projections for the grain and soy markets have been released this morning, and so far the markets are showing very little reaction to those numbers. March KC wheat at the moment is a penny and a quarter higher. March corn's down 1 penny. March soybeans 2.5 cents lower. March cotton down 13 points. April crude oil this morning is trading 34 cents higher. The March dollar index is 21 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures dropped 30 points to the downside.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this morning and look forward to our visit on Monday. Have a great weekend. And that's going to do it for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.